Midwestern lakes have become a hotbed of toxic algae blooms. The many dead zones arrive during warmer months, largely caused by fertilizer runoff from farms. These blooms can be lethal for animals and cause serious health effects in humans. But as Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports, few Midwestern states regularly test algae blooms.
Mandy Miller was excited for her 30th birthday. Though it wasn't the trip to France she had originally planned, thanks to COVID, she had booked a weekend getaway to Lake Centralia in Illinois with her husband and their two friends.
We looked on Airbnb and found this great lake house by this is just beautiful, and it was dog friendly, which was a huge plus for us because we always want to bring our dog.
So in September of 2020, Mandy, her husband, and Zeus, their 115-pound golden retriever, loaded into the car and headed out of their home in St. Louis to Lake Centralia. It was an unseasonably warm day, and when they finally arrived, they barely unloaded the car before jumping in the lake. In a video Mandy's husband took from the sandy shore, she stands thigh-deep in the water, Zeus wading toward her. That night, Zeus started vomiting. Not terribly uncommon for dogs. But the next morning, he got worse. He was largely unresponsive and having constant seizures. Sitting next to her husband, Austin Elkins, Mandy recalls rushing Zeus to the nearest veterinarian, who advised them to take Zeus to a bigger facility further away.
And so we load him back into, on my beach towel, into the truck. And I remember driving with you there and just asking Zeus to hold on, and that we were going to do everything we could to get him help. And when the seizures got progressively worse, I think you and I made eye contact, and we started telling him that it was okay, that if he had to go, that he was loved and that he was a good boy. And eventually we just, when it became very clear that he had just moments left, pulled over and just held him until he was gone.
They were stunned. But having grown up in Nebraska, Austin says he was pretty sure he knew what had happened.
I had a suspicion early on that it had something to do with toxic algae, because it was something in Nebraska that, like, especially in the summertime, lakes were getting closed all the time.
Zeus's symptoms were textbook for toxic algae poisoning. And within days, Mandy developed gastrointestinal issues, muscle aches, vomiting, and sores all over her body. When they returned to the lake house, Austin says it looked like someone had spilled neon green paint on the surface of the lake. They called the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency, which tested the water for a toxin called microcystin. The EPA's recreational health guideline for microcystin is 8 parts per billion. The test at Lake Centralia came in at 41,000 parts per billion. But they never would have known that before being exposed, because Illinois doesn't regularly test for microcystin in all of its recreational lakes.
We're not seeing, you know, close to all the recreational water bodies in the state of Illinois being tested every year. And they're not tested necessarily every week throughout the summer either.
Ann Schechinger is with the Environmental Working Group, a research and advocacy nonprofit. She says testing for toxins like microcystin is really spotty across the Midwest, despite the region's propensity for blooms. Blue-green algae needs two things to form: warm temperatures and nutrients, namely phosphorus and nitrogen, which mostly come from fertilizer-laden farm fields.
We see algae blooms happening throughout all of the Midwestern states. And it's not a coincidence that these states also are very agriculture-heavy states.
And yet, states like Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, and Missouri don't regularly test for toxic algae. Schechinger says that's putting their residents and animals at a great health risk. She says more states should look to Nebraska's toxic algae testing program. It turns out a similar situation to Mandy and Austin's prompted that program, according to Mike Archer.
In 2004, we had gotten a report from a private residential development that a couple of dogs had been in the water of their lake and had died.
Archer, who runs the program, says during the summer months, they test all of Nebraska's main recreational lakes, 53 in total, once a week. They post the results publicly so residents can make sure it's safe to swim. But Archer says the program is costly. They collect about 1,200 samples per summer, and each sample costs about $20 to analyze. Many states don't have that level of funding available for such a comprehensive testing program. Kim Biggs is with the Illinois EPA.
We do not receive any general revenue funds from the state of Illinois, so we are reliant on grants from the federal government and other forms of funding.
Biggs says they recently received a federal grant, which will help them create an online dashboard for people to check recent test results before visiting a lake. Until that happens, Mandy says she won't be swimming in any bodies of water in Illinois.
We have to either, you know, increase testing and increase mitigation, or just be very accustomed to throwing the dice whenever you get into a body of water. And I know that I'm certainly never going to do that again.
After all, she's got a new golden retriever to look after.
Midas? No, you know, stay, sir. Stay. Good boy.
I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.